Okay, well, let's see here. Cheryl's been hanging on for quite a while. Thank you for your patience, ma'am. Thank you for calling, and what's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. Yes, I've been on Nexium for many, many years, and I've tried a couple times to get off of it unsuccessfully. And now I realize that maybe I need to, well, I don't know. My next approach is maybe to take some HCL. Is that right? Yeah, HLC.
No, you got it right. It's hydrochloric acid, but you go ahead, and then I'll make a comment or two, as I usually make more than that.
Maybe this is what I'm thinking I'm going to do. I'm going to start slowly cutting down on the Nexium with taking HCL, which I tried that before, but I think I was taking too much HCL, and that was bothering me. So I'm looking for suggestions and what you think I should do to start trying to wean myself off Nexium.
All right. Weaning yourself off Nexium is an exceptionally good idea, and I yelled that on purpose because there are so many research studies now that show that Nexium and other acid-blocking medications increase risk of just about anything you can name, pneumonia, cognitive decline,
yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. And that's because what they're doing is they're shutting off the stomach acid completely, which just really messes with digestion, and that gives us all malnutrition. It's as if we weren't eating a nutritious diet, even if we are, because it can't be digested. Okay, I'll get off of that and get over to you. I'm glad you have discovered this on your own, and get over to you. Now, there is a strong possibility, since this has been years and years, that the lining of your stomach, I'm sorry, ma'am, but the lining of your stomach has literally atrophied. And if it atrophies and we put down hydrochloric acid, ow, it hurts because the stomach lining is atrophied. And when the stomach lining is not atrophied, when we're younger, hey, stomach acid is nearly as strong as car battery acid, and yet no 16-year-old stomach hurts when they eat lunch and their stomach makes plenty of acid. So what's going on here? Well, it's the same thing that's going on. Best parallel I know to that is before menopause, sex doesn't usually hurt for ladies. After menopause, some ladies say, ooh, ow, that hurts. It didn't used to hurt. What's going on? Well, what's happened is that the vaginal lining has atrophied because the estrogen has gone bye-bye, and in order to rebuild that, a woman has to either put up with it, or that won't rebuild it, or get herself on bioidentical hormones, which will bring things back, and it won't hurt anymore. Or if she doesn't want bioidentical hormones, some researchers actually found out that if you take a non-estrogen hormonal substance called oxytocin and make it into a cream and rub it all over that area, why, that helps to regenerate things so it doesn't hurt. Now, what we need to do is regenerate the stomach lining to the point where it can actually handle hydrochloric acid. And I don't know that you need to do this, but I have a strong suspicion that you do. So, the Toma Clinic Dispensary will send you for free, no charge, a copy of something that we use at Tahoma Clinic for people with stomach lining atrophy. And all it's called is the gut lining protocol, or the gut restoration protocol. And it lists a number of things on it, and people do not have to take them for the rest of their lives. But nearly everybody who takes those things for about 6 to 8 weeks, they then find, even though the hydrochloric acid might have hurt them before in the stomach, that it no longer hurts, because what's happened is they've rebuilt that stomach lining. Now, you certainly could try yourself and see, does that hydrochloric acid hurt me personally before I go do that 6 to 8 week program? And if it does, just keep some bicarbonate soda handy and water and just chuck it on down there to put out the fire if you get a irritation or a burning from taking the hydrochloric acid pepsin. But if you do get that irritation or burning, it shows you need to rebuild that stomach lining. Now, there's another thing you can take advantage of, and then I promise I will shut up temporarily anyway, and that is that there is a in most of the health food stores, the Toma Clinic Dispensary, and your local compounding pharmacy, a substance called refluxin. And refluxin comes in tablets, two or three of which are chewed after meals, and it's entirely natural, can't hurt a thing. But oddly enough, it floats right on top of lunch. Let's say I just ate lunch, and I chew up some refluxins, and it floats on top of my lunch so that the food or the acid or whatever it is in the stomach can't get back up into the esophagus. And that prevents the heartburn, because heartburn is just acid coming back up from the stomach into the esophagus. And many people make use of that while they're getting off of Nexium or something, or one of the other proton pump inhibitors they're called, because that way they cannot have heartburn and they can still taper off.
Mm. So refluxin after meals.
After meals, you chew 2 or 3 tabs, read the label, you'll find it's all natural stuff, but fortunately it floats. And the reason I keep saying that is it doesn't go down there and mess with the food getting digested. The food and the refluxins stay mostly, not totally, but mostly separate.
Okay. So are you saying that I should take the HDL while I'm cutting back on the Nexium?
You should cautiously try it with some bicarbonate of soda at hand, and if it burns, put out the fire with the bicarb in water, and then call the dispensary. They will send you, again, no charge, at least for the piece of paper or the electronic blips in your computer that tell you what's on the gut lining protocol. They'll send you the protocol. No problem there.
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling.